While the Mets were busy getting beat down by the Florida Marlins at Citi Field last night, across the tracks at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, rain prevented Rafael Nadal and Fernando Gonzalez from finishing their quarterfinal match in the last remaining days of the U.S. Open. Nadal leads one set to love and 3-2 in the second set tiebreaker, but rain halted play all day today. It's canceled for tonight. There's rain forecast through Saturday morning. A legitimate question for U.S. Open officials is, should Arthur Ashe Stadium have a roof? WNYC asked some fans.
Absolutely. I came from Pennsylvania for this one-night session. I've been waiting all my life to do it, and if it gets rained out, I'm going to be very upset.
I think the lack of a roof actually adds to the experience here.
Tennis is an outdoor sport. It should be played au naturel in the outdoors without a roof.
Think of the spectator. Put the roof on. They're going to freeze and drown without it.
I think it's part of the New York glamour not to have a roof and to make people suffer and to make them wait. And to make it's just part of New York not to have one.
Fans making the best of a rainy day today out at the Tennis Center in Queens. With WNYC to sort out the roof or not to roof issue is TennisWeek.com contributing editor Nate Chura. He's been blogging for WNYC throughout the U.S. Open. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm warm and dry. I hope you are. Does the USTA have any plans of building a roof over Arthur Ashe Stadium?
Well, going into the tournament, they had no definite timeline. They're still not sure a roof is necessary. According to the official that I spoke to, they've seen estimates that go as high as $100 million. So the question they're weighing is how best to spend that money, if they're going to spend that kind of money. Is it over a roof, or should they invest in, you know, tennis programs throughout the country?
But the idea has crossed their minds?
Yes. They have, been thinking about it for a while.
I know Wimbledon debuted their new roof over center court this year. The Australian Open in Melbourne has had two stadiums with roofs since 2000. Now there are reports that the French Open will have a roof in a few years. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the French Tennis Federation has announced it. It's posted on the Roland Garros website. They have drawings and permits, so it seems to be a go-ahead. Their projected date of completion would be 2014, at which point the U.S. will be the only nation to host a major tennis championship without a roof for cover.
Now, you mentioned the French Tennis Federation, its plans to build a new stadium. How much will it cost the federation? How are they proposing to finance the project?
Well, their estimated cost is 120 million euros, but that's not just for a roof. They're going to install a whole new stadium court complex with adjoining courts and so on. And the French government and the Paris City Council are going to chip in, somewhere close to 20 million euros to help financially. I'm not sure a similar stimulus is likely to fly here in the U.S., even though the U.S. Open makes an enormous economic impact each year. A recent study showed the event brings in an extra $420 million in cash flow.
Despite our dreary, cool, wet summer, the courts at the U.S. Open did not experience one drop of rain until yesterday evening. Some of the fans we heard in that little montage say, we don't need a roof. What do roof advocates say? What's their reasoning?
Well, you know, they say historically, it's true, that the weather is the best time of year in New York. But I think most people have climate change on their minds. This summer saw record rains in June. The average accumulated precipitation has been up this season, this summer. Final weekend was rained out last year. This weekend is in major jeopardy. At some point, you got to start looking for options other than praying for sunshine.
We've heard from fans. Now let's hear from players. Here's Roger Federer, Serena Williams, Andy Murray, and Andy Roddick.
Last year was the Monday final. It was. So those are just things that are, unpredictable. And with a roof, you can make it more predictable for fans, sponsors, for TVs, for players. That's why it's a good thing to have. That's why I'm obviously for it.
I think it'll be kind of hard to add a roof on this wonderful stadium. So I think we're fine. I think you know, historically we've done well, and you know, it'll be just kind of weird to put a roof on Arthur Ashe.
Maybe not roof, maybe covers. I mean, I don't know. I've seen a few times since I've been here when it's rained, they sort of have like 100 people out on the court with towels, sort of cleaning them, drying them, and I think they could do with investing in some covers.
I think it's a rarity that it gets backed up enough to where, you know, it becomes a real problem. Plus then, when would we watch Connors and Krickstein again?
Roddick is referring to a famous fourth-round five-setter at the U.S. Open in 1991. It's a go-to match for television producers looking to fill time during rain delays. Nate, again, mixed opinions depending on who you talk to. What's the effect on players when there are rain delays?
Well, you know, it's very significant. Tennis is a game of focus, and when rain interrupts a match, it's stressful not to have closure when you're waiting in that locker room or you have to go to sleep that night, or in this case, it'll go 2 days, Rafael Nadal and Fernando Gonzalez. You're on court, off court, on again. I'd say the effects cannot be overstated.
Yeah, it's such a game of momentum, too. As for whether the city would like to pitch in and help the United States Tennis Association out with financing roof, WNYC asked Mayor Bloomberg about it. He started off saying he'd like to see a roof if tennis fans want one.
There's a lot of argument that that's part of the game. I was at opening day. You look up and, you know, there's the sky above you, and it's part of Queens as part of New York City. But the city does not have the money to do that. We have other obligations. And if they want to build it, then they can go out and try to raise the money privately.
Nate, is the USTA in any position to do that, given the economic downturn and other obligations it may have?
Well, the mayor's right. The USTA is not asking for a handout. They could finance it on their own. Of course, it would be tight. But I'm just not sure that they're seeing the big picture. It's about investing the money wisely. The USTA makes $195 million from the Open each year. If they put a roof on, they could make money all year long through concerts or maybe a basketball team looking for a new home.
Oh, maybe the New Jersey Nets.
Absolutely. Maybe a future Olympic bid for New York, you know, it might help out. It should be noted, though, that the USTA did resist a great deal of pressure to cash in on large corporate checks when naming Arthur Ashe Stadium, Louis Armstrong Stadium, the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. The Mets, on the other hand, had no trouble naming the stadium Citi Field.
Right. Nate Chura, thanks so much. He's been blogging for us from the U.S. Open. Catch up at the news blog at WNYC.org. Because of rain, the U.S. Open will end Monday at the earliest. All of Friday's matches have been postponed. That includes the two women's semifinals, including the much-anticipated one between Serena Williams and Kim Clijsters. This is WNYC.